Today is the fourth Sunday after Easter, and the reading is taken from the Apostle St. James. Beloved, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no change, no shadow of alteration. Of his own will he has begotten us by the word of truth, that we might be as if it were the first fruits of his creatures. You know this, my beloved brethren, but let every man be swift to hear, but slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of God, of man, does not work the justice of God. Therefore, casting aside all uncleanness and abundance of malice, with meekness receive the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Thanks be to God. Please let us stand for the Holy Gospel. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, I am going to him who sent me, and no one of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have spoken to you these things, sorrow has filled your heart. But I speak the truth to you. It is expedient for you that I depart. For if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin, and of justice, and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of justice, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no more. And of judgment, because the prince of this world has already been judged. Many things yet I have to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will teach you all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he will hear, he will speak, and the things that are to come, he will declare to you. He will glorify me, because he will receive of what is mine and declare it to you. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Thanks be to thee, O Christ. Please be seated. This month of May is the month of the Blessed Virgin Mary that we devote to her. And a few Sundays ago, it took place the crowning of the Blessed Virgin Mary with the offering of the roses with the children of catechism. This has a signification. We do that for a purpose. So the offering of the roses, the children will put the different roses in the basins, and then we'll put the roses on the altar, and then the crowning of the Blessed Mother. Every rose, every single rose, is a good action that we offer to Jesus by the hands of the Blessed Mother. Not only a good action, but also every rose means a Hail Mary. That means that it has all of our good actions performed in sanctifying grace have a merit for heaven. And since then, these flowers will become heavenly flowers. They will never die. And that is the spirit of the main crowning. To crown the Blessed Mother with our good actions and the Hail Marys. And what then, what does it mean, the Holy Rosary? What is this name? It comes from, or it means, crown of roses. Each one represents a Hail Mary. The Blessed Mother has revealed that each time we say a Hail Mary, we are giving her a beautiful rose. And that each complete rosary makes her a crown of rosaries, a crown of roses. So a rosary, Holy Rosary, is a crown of roses that we give to the Blessed Mother. When we usually talk about flowers in a generic term, and we say, well, what's the most beautiful flower? Well, you think it's a rose. Rose is the queen of flowers. So the rosary then is a queen of all devotions. It's the most important one. From many, many centuries, popes, the tradition of the Church, have recommended and promoted the devotion to the Holy Rosary. Saint Louis de Montfort wrote this beautiful book entitled The Secret of the Rosary, Saint Louis de Montfort. And he compares. The Hail Marys also makes an analogy with the roses. And also he enumerates 8 reasons for the benefits of the recitation. The first one, it gradually gives a perfect knowledge of Jesus Christ, because we contemplate the mysteries of the life, death, passion, and glory of Jesus and Mary, and we also imitate the virtues. It purifies the souls, washing away sin. It gives victory over all our enemies, namely sins and heresies, as it has been proven in the history of the Church. I'll give you 2 examples. Saint Dominic, who received the rosary by Our Lady, he overcame the Albigensian heresy in the south of France at his time. This heresy, among many other errors, denied the blessed humanity of Christ. They were saying that Christ in his body was almost like a ghost. And they also thought that this world was intrinsically evil, that everything, material things, it was a very wrong teaching that was leading people to commit suicide at that time. So it was a very great heresy in the history of the Church, started in the south of France. And Saint Dominic, who received the rosary by the Blessed Mother and preached and promoted its recitation, wiped out this heresy. That's why the rosary is called, historically and traditionally in the Church, the hammer of all heresies. It wipes away sins and heresies. Saint Pius V, the Holy Pope, propagated the devotion to the Holy Rosary in the victory of the Battle of Lepanto against the Turks. It was largely attributed to the promotion of Saint Pius V of the Holy Rosary. It makes it easy to practice virtue, sets us on fire with love for our Lord. It enriches us with graces and merits. It supplies us with all what is needed to pay our debts to God and our fellow man, and obtains all kinds of graces and merits. Thus then the enumerations of the benefits of the daily recitation of the Holy Rosary. There are many benefits of this devotion, but especially the way I would like to talk and connect the rosary to the crowning of the Blessed Mother by the children is the recitation of the Holy Rosary as a family, as a secret for the sanctification of the families. Not only the Church taught the devotion to the Holy Rosary, but also encouraged the recitation of the rosary as a family, as a secret to the sanctification of the family, of all of those daily evils that assail family life, all the difficulties that we have, but the benefits of the rosary said as a family are many. First of all, if you recite the rosary as a family under the usual conditions, you can obtain a plenary indulgence as opposed to an individual recitation. So every time the family, fathers, mothers, the children gather together, they can obtain a plenary indulgence under the usual conditions. There is a reason why Pope for many centuries recommended not only the daily recitation of the rosary, but also to pray it all together as a family. Saint John Paul II, the new saint, points out, "The Holy Rosary, as an old age tradition, has shown itself particularly effective as a prayer which brings the family together. Individual family members, in turning their eyes towards Jesus, also regain the ability to look one another in the eye, to communicate, to show solidarity, to forgive one another, and to see their covenant of love renewed in the Spirit of God." The rosary, then, is made up of 2 things. Some people think that the rosary is a mechanical recitation of the heading with the Our Father and then the 10 Hail Marys. And people sometimes think that the rosary is that. They recite that when they go to bed. They say, "Well, Father, I say the rosary so I can fall asleep," which is is fine, I'm not saying, but it's not. The recitation of the rosary is made up of 2 things. mental prayer and vocal prayer. That's the definition that St. Louis de Montfort teaches us in the book The Secret of the Rosary. Mental prayer consists in the meditation of the 15 mysteries of the life, death, and glory of Jesus Christ and His Blessed Mother. That is the reason why the children should be taught about the content of the meditations of the Rosary. Why are we contemplating in each mystery? It's just not only the mechanical repetition of the angelic salutation. Also, vocal prayer is just not mumbling of the words, but an attentive and devout recitation of the beads with the Hail Mary headed by the Lord's Prayer, while at the same time we contemplate on the mysteries, and especially we ask about the main virtues that we learn in each one of the mysteries. So learn about the scripture. When we read, when we learn about the 15 mysteries of the Rosary, we're also learning the scriptures. They are the main events of the lives of our Lord and the Blessed Mother. And then we learn about the main virtue that we contemplate in each one of the mysteries. For example, the resurrection of our Lord, we pray for an increase in the virtue of faith. We pray for charity when we contemplate the visitation of the Blessed Mother to her cousin Elizabeth. So we are learning, and we need to be mindful that when we first begin to pray the decade of the Rosary, we're praying for that particular intention or for an increase of that particular virtue and to wipe out a particular sin that affects us. So, therefore, then, that is then the spirit of the fruitful recitation of this devotion, the mental prayer and the vocal prayer. Pope Leo XIII was called the Pope of the Rosary because he wrote 12 encyclicals and 5 apostolic letters on his pontificate from the years 1878 up to 1903. In all of those large years of pontificate, he pretty much, one every year, he would write, he was a prolific writer on this subject. He taught that in the public recitation as a family, we learn and ask for the main virtues to cultivate in family life. Quote, "The three sets of mysteries were an antidote or a remedy for the errors afflicting society," he said. "The joyful mysteries centered on the hidden life of Christ and the Holy Family of Nazareth stood in contrast to the contemporary disdain for poverty and simplicity of life. The sorrowful mysteries depicting Christ's acceptance of the cross stood opposed to the attitude of fleeing from any hardship and suffering. Finally, the glorious mysteries, which include the resurrection, ascension, the descent of the Spirit, and the assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, were a reminder that this life was a prelude to a future life with God." These words are obviously very suitable to our days. By the pious recitation of the Rosary, we're inviting the Blessed Mother to be at home. We bring her to us. It's nice to have pictures of the Blessed Mother at home, to have the crucifixes. But what about that when we invite the Blessed Mother, when we pray the Rosary? That is just not going to be a picture, but rather she becomes part of the family. That's the whole idea. It's just not enough to have all these nice pictures and statues, which is very important. We encourage that. Obviously, they are sacramentals. However, we need to become it a lively devotion, something that we are living by it. So, as a consequence of that, if we invite the Blessed Mother to become part of our family, she will shower you with graces. The benefits are abundant because she does not abandon her family, as she did not abandon her son and stood until the end at the foot of the cross. Father Peyton, who promoted the family rosary all over the world, stated that if families will but listen to my message and give Our Lady 10 minutes of their 24 hours, a day is 24 hours, a rosary is 12 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes the most, by reciting the daily family rosary, I assure them that their homes will become, by God's grace, peaceful, prayerful places as God who is the author of Home Life intended to be. Unquote. Well, Father, when should I start? Well, today. Make a special moment in family life. Prepare an altar. Many of you have family altars. Light candles. Sprinkle holy water. Many people find difficult, we find challenging, not just only the children sometimes to pray the rosary, because we have many distractions. We find it mechanical. We find it repetitious, monotonous. Some other people have no other intention than to get it as over as quickly as possible, mumbling the words. However, that is because we really don't know how to put into practice a good method for the recitation of the rosary. Look, and I recommend you to read Saint Louis de Montfort with the Secret of the Rosary. He gives very good methods and teaches us how to do it. First of all, put yourself in the presence of God before you're going to start praying the rosary. Ask the Holy Spirit for light. Come, Holy Spirit, enlighten my mind and my heart. Take a brief pause before you're going to begin the recitation of the rosary. Before each decade, briefly contemplate the mystery, and through the intercession of the Blessed Mother, think about the main virtue of each one. Briefly contemplate the mystery in your mind. Bring it to your mind. Contemplate the virtue, the main virtue. Charity, faith, hope, etc. Make a rosary intention. Some people, believe it or not, they don't have an intention. Oh, I just pray the rosary. For what do we pray? Well, be sure to ask for some special grace. The recitation as a group will avoid the mumbling of the words. Our minds will be far more alert when we are reciting it all together. The benefits of the family rosary, too, is like it is compared as an army praying together rather than one soldier alone against the devils that daily assault family life. It's important then to do it all together. We are joined in an army. Our Lord's words from the Gospel, whenever two or three are gathered together in my name, I will be there in the midst of them, said the Lord. Pray the rosary as a group, as a family. Make the children announce the mysteries. Something is something that helps to avoid distractions. Make them participate in the prayer. And then two or three can lead a decade together. I'm sure you know all of the things, but put them into practice. Renew your commitment. In union, there is a strength. A family that prays together stays together. What an opportunity that we have to join forces as a family, to have Jesus present, to draw His grace and mercy upon us. The words of Leo XIII encourage us to invoke the Mother of God and to bring her to our homes by gathering in prayer, saying the Holy Rosary. Quote, let us approach Mary confidently, wholeheartedly, beseeching her by the bonds of her motherhood, which unite her so closely to Jesus and at the same time to us. Then, with good reason, shall we rest with an easy and joyous mind under the protection of the best of mothers. Let's then renew our commitment to invite the best of mothers to our family homes. God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.